It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April, and I am Leonard Witbeen with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. Windhoek Mayor Queen Omagano Kamati addressed issues brought forth by the Karutura Residents Committee during a demonstration they held on Monday. The session aimed to provide transparency and foster dialogue regarding the concerns of the residents. Harold Akwenye, the city's spokesperson, explains.
The main complaint from the committee was merely the fact them not wanting Red Force to be the collecting agency for the city of Windhoek. But unfortunately, we do have a contractual obligations with them, and they will continue collecting money on behalf of the city of Windhoek, as well as they want us to write off 100% of all residents in Windhoek, and not only the pensioners. But unfortunately, for sustainability purposes, we can't do that. We are definitely going to write off then for individuals, households and companies. It's only going to be 50%, and also on their interest.
Windhoek is currently hosting training under the Train IQA program, part of efforts to improve management processes in Southern African universities. Led by Dr. Ngepa Timo Kadila from the University of Namibia, the program addresses challenges like increased education demand, higher student enrollments, cross-border education, and digital transformation due to COVID-19.
It benefits in Namibia in such a way that participation in the workshop and the conference is a platform whereby we exchange experiences on quality assurance in higher education. So quality becomes key. So we need to provide quality higher education, and our higher education provision must be comparable to higher education elsewhere in the region and beyond.
In a recent discussion, political analyst Ndumba Kamwanya offered valuable insights into the dynamics of Namibian politics, particularly regarding the deployment of veteran leaders within the ruling party SWAPO in their election campaigns. Kamwanya noted that while South Africa's ANC has successfully deployed figures like former President Thabo Mbeki, a similar scenario is unlikely in Namibia.
When you want to deploy someone, that someone must have credibility, that the people must believe in that person, and we don't have a lot of people with good reputation and credibility within the ruling party SWAPO. So that is probably the impediment.
A power outage in the Johannesburg CBD in South Africa has disrupted operations at major hospitals, including Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital, as well as Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, amongst others. Residents in Beria, Hillbro, Parkton and nearby areas are also affected. City Power attributes the outage to a burnt feeder board at the Ridge Power Station. Meanwhile, in the east of Tshwane, thousands of residents have been without power since a fire at Mooikloof substation last Wednesday. The city aims to restore power by Wednesday evening. The European Union is expected to announce fresh sanctions against Iran after the bloc's foreign and defense ministers wrap up a meeting in Luxembourg. The US and UK have already unveiled new sanctions on Tehran in response to missile and drone attacks on Israeli territory earlier this month. Giles Gibson brings us the details from Brussels.
We are still waiting for confirmation of this, which will come at a press conference and announcement towards the end of the day. But we are expecting them to extend some sanctions that were initially targeted against Iran back in 2022, focused on the transfer or the supply of drones to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. We are expecting those to be extended to missiles, that reflecting the fact that we saw that Iranian drone and missile strike on Israeli territory just over a week ago.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.